Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left for friends when his soul was set ablaze.
Hello, everyone. This is Mike Austin. This is Casual Sense. One of my favorite things to do on the planet is talk to people like Joseph Selby, who's my guest today. Joseph and I got to know each other after I reached out to him about his books, and I recently, with my sweetheart Lila, visited him and his wife at Ananda Village in California. That was a wonderful visit. I got a feeling for the place. And the more I get to know Joseph, the more interesting I find him to be, and the more miraculous I find him to be, because who he is, and he's been that way for a long time, 5 decades. Well, 5 decades of his study of who he is now is what I would say. So welcome back, Joseph.
Thanks for having me on again. Always a pleasure.
So I'm going to read to you from his bio, and I want you to show up at his website, which I'm going to have him tell you. What's your favorite website these days, Joseph?
What's my favorite website?
Yeah, of yours.
Oh, well, that's not too hard to answer because I only have one. So, josephselby.com.
Okay.
And for your listeners, my spelling of Selby is somewhat unusual. It's S-E-L-B-I-E rather than the more familiar S-E-L-B-Y. So it's Joseph Selby with an IE.com. You can learn all about my books, read articles, link to videos. It's kind of a starting point for anywhere you want to go.
Perfect. Now, to put it in terms of a gifted friend of mine who minimizes his role and says he's a librarian, he's much more than that. Joseph has the goods. He knows what he's talking about. And he describes himself as the paradigm-changing author of The Physics of Miraculous Healing, which we're going to be talking about today. He's a polymath, and there aren't too many people I'd use that word for, but Joseph's for real. That means he knows a lot about different fields, including some mathematics. He's known for creating bridges of understanding between the modern evidence-based discoveries of science and the timeless experience-based discoveries of the mystics. He's also author of The Physics of God, A Unification of Science and Religion, Breakthrough the Limits of the Brain, which is neuroscientific support for spiritual experience, and The Yugas, which is the way I found him, a factual look at India's tradition of cyclical history. He has presented at many conferences and has appeared on numerous programs, including The Chopra Well with Deepak Chopra, Coast to Coast with George Nori, Gaia's Open Minds with Regina Meredith, and Buddha at the Gas Pump with Rick Archer. He was nominated Trailblazer of the Decade by OM Times Magazine and appears with Elizabeth Rome in the 2014 docudrama Finding Happiness. He's a dedicated Kriya Yoga meditator for over 50 years. He has taught yoga, meditation, and universal experiential spirituality throughout the U.S. and Europe. And in 1975, Joseph became a member of Ananda, which is a spiritual movement inspired by the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda, who is, of course, the author of Autobiography of a Yogi. So he has a brand new book out. You just heard about the Physics of Miraculous Healing. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And like I said, Joseph has the goods. Let's start with your first preferred question. Modern medicine always seems to ignore or deny extraordinary or miraculous healing. Why do you think that's the case?
Because modern medicine has no way to answer the question of how it's possible. So they just kind of ignore it. According to the basic laws of modern medicine, which are based in classical sort of material-based physics, and that includes the studies of biochemistry and molecular biology, if they try to answer how a body, anybody's body, can change extraordinarily rapidly, which is one facet of miraculous healing, they don't have any mechanism that they can point to that could explain how that's possible. So they're stuck, even though as individuals, doctors may acknowledge, yes, it does happen. As a field, they can't really explain it, so they don't address it. They don't talk about it, unfortunately, because I think if they delved more deeply into miraculous healing, or in even into the other aspect of miraculous healing, which is the healing from what are considered to be terminal illnesses, they looked into either of those more deeply and looked for that answer in science, it could have a revolutionary effect on not only the fundamentals of how modern medicine thinks about medicine, but on their ability to help and heal people. But they're kind of stuck in that world. But there's a whole other world that is not bound by classical physics and those kind of disciplines, but it's been around for about 100 years. And that is what I think of as energy-based physics. So you've got relativity with Einstein's EMC squared. You have quantum physics, Niels Bohr's whole view of the atom. You have string theory, which its most sort of advanced and accepted discipline within that is M theory. And all of these give us support for rapid physical change. But because they're not doctors, they're not trying to integrate it into medicine, the two worlds seem to be completely separate. But what I tried to do in my book was show that the sort of foundational principles of these more advanced energy-based branches of physics do support the possibility that somebody's body can change more or less instantaneously.
So, from my observations, and number one, of course, you're very kind about the Western paradigm. To me, it's all about keeping people sick. That's what they want to do. They want to stick with that. And the doctors are indoctrinated, no pun intended, to stick with a certain paradigm. And you and I both know of people who have healed and they're supposed to die. I know some of those people personally. And
I think also, everybody does. It's not that uncommon, really.
Really? Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Maybe then I have a temporary personal blind spot about that. Because most of the people I talk to, don't want to hear about that. But there, of course, are exceptions. There's a guy I've told you about that was diagnosed with COVID. He's a surfer. Went into the hospital. They nearly killed him. But lived. He was on a ventilator for 2 months. 6 weeks, 2 months. Now he's back to normal. He knew he was going to live, but he didn't know how. So the stories about those kind of people are now coming more to light. You're hearing more about them. And the people I've been meeting over the years, including Ping Van Lommel and Peter Fenwick and other people, can give support for that, but they can't always explain why it happens. Meaning, they don't know how the physics happen. They can guess. And that's been a sort of a subject of inquiry of mine for a long time, where I said to even Jessica Utz, Jessica, how are we able to do this? And Jessica was the statistician who helped analyze the results of the U.S. government Stargate project. He said it's real, and they've got an effect there. That's a different application of physics, but still the principle is the same. So, that you're bringing this out now, you're one of a lot of voices, but you're a trustworthy voice. Because some of the people I've seen, I go, well, what are they doing this for? And you're in this because it's truthful. And you're in this to help people. So
what I deeply want is for people to not think it's so complicated that they can't understand it.
Yes.
that it's beyond them, and because of that, they don't have this aha moment where they realize, oh, I get it. Now I see how it's possible. Even if I don't have the ability to explain it to someone else, I can get it enough that it nudges out the negative belief that I'm holding that it's not possible.
Yes.
So that really has been my goal. I have another book, as you know, The Physics of God, and the comments, many of the comments that I got about The Physics of God were, oh, finally, I got it. I understand it. It's not that difficult to actually wrap your head around it if it's explained clearly and directly. And that's what I try to do in that book and in The Physics of Miraculous Healing, is to kind of share with people the layers of our own body, that we're not just atoms and molecules. We're also energy. We're also non-local energy.
Yes.
And we're also holographic.
Yes.
And when you put all those together, you can say, oh, the hologram that is made of non-local energy that projects the holographic image that is my physical body is highly mutable, where the atoms and molecules that make up the holographic projection are not so mutable. So if you work on yourself at the subtle level, you can cause instantaneous or rapid physical changes. You have to work it, though. You have to do it. And in order to do it, this is perhaps the paradox of this kind of healing, is you also have to believe it.
Yes.
So if you don't believe it, you can't work it. And so believing it is really, really critical to being able to take charge of your health. There's a crazy story that came my way as I was researching for this book that I just love. It's about a man whose name was Mr. Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. And he was in the hospital in the 60s with lymphoma. And he had just a few weeks to live, according to his doctor. He had fluid in his lungs that had to be, you know, withdrawn periodically for him to even survive day to day. He had visible tumors all over his body. He couldn't get out of bed unaided. He was, you know, all but dead. But he read in a magazine that there was a new chemotherapy drug called Prebiosin that, as it so happened, was going to be trialed in the hospital he was in. And it got him really excited, got him really pumped up that here may be a chance for me. And he talked to his doctor, Dr. West, about being given the drug. And at first, Dr. West said, no, you don't really fit our criteria, which basically criteria where it was that a person had a real chance of recovery, where Mr. Wright was so far gone that according to, you know, their view of things, nothing was going to be able to help him. But Mr. Wright was so adamant, so into it, so strong in his belief that this drug could cure him, that Dr. West finally relented, included him in the trial group, and administered the drug. He administered the drug on a Friday, and when he came back on Monday, Mr. Wright was up and about talking to people. The fluid had disappeared from his lungs, the tumors had vanished, and he was ready to go home. But the other side of this picture is that none of the other people in the trial group had any positive results from the drug. It was just Mr. Wright. Mr. Wright got so well, checked himself out of the hospital. He was a pilot, flew himself home in his own plane, and was gone as far as Dr. West was concerned. But a couple months later, Mr. Wright read in another medical journal that ribiazin had proven to be completely ineffective for anything to do with any cancer. And this threw Mr. Wright into despair. A couple days later, he checked back into the hospital. He had fluid in his lungs again. All of the tumors reappeared in just a matter of days. So Dr. West was fascinated by this and decided to do something that today probably be considered unethical. But he told Mr. Wright that, yes, while it's true that the cribiazin that you read about was ineffective, they now have an extra strength, new and improved version of cribiazin that I can make available to you in a couple of days. Now, this was completely not true. There was no new version of cribiazin. And what Dr. West gave him when he did finally administer what Dr. Wright thought was this new super drug was just saline solution, standard placebo delivery. But the same thing happened. He buoyed up, fluid drained out of his lungs, tumors disappeared, he became positive, ready to go, energized, and again, checked himself out of the hospital and went home. But there's a kicker. 2 months later, he read yet another paper that said, we're done with cribiazin. It absolutely doesn't work. It has no application. He had the same experience, checked himself back into the hospital, and died 2 days later. So the key to all of that up and down, yo-yoing health to ill health and back again, was centered on his deep, deep belief that cribiazin, and in particular a drug, could heal him. And as soon as he reached the point where he didn't believe any drug was out there that could heal him, he died. That's how powerful belief is.
Did the story mention how old he was?
It didn't, but I got the impression that he was 50s, 60s.
Yeah.
Kind of age, but I could be off by decades either way.
Yeah, but it's still fascinating.
It is fascinating, and we do it all the time, which I think is the even more fascinating aspect of it, is that our beliefs, your beliefs right now, my beliefs right now, everyone's beliefs right now, are determining their state of health.
Yes.
Now, these beliefs are not just random thoughts flowing through the brain or something we read in a book and go, oh, that makes sense. These are deep-seated, deeper than conscious, soul-held beliefs about who we are and what we are and how healthy we are.
Yes.
And the art of, gaining from the understanding that rapid physical change and overcoming any disease is possible is awakening new beliefs that allow that to happen, to create a world of possibility for yourself that kind of change can happen. And it's possible, but not a quick fix. But it is the fix, because when you work that kind of law, it's a permanent healing. It's not what medicine holds out, which is take this medicine for the rest of your life and
keep
you from dying.
My new teaching acquaintance would say, your guy in this story was cured, but he wasn't healed. Okay. And it lasted as long as he believed it in that case. And a friend comes to mind I've discussed with you, his name is True Brophy. He's in great shape physically. He's in his, I think, mid-50s now. And he was on a ventilator for 6 weeks because doctors in California said, you're going to die. I'm going to try and prevent that, but you're going to die. And they'd given up on him, literally given up. They wanted to get him out of their hospital. They're making money on him. They made probably around $410,000, $420,000 because they were keeping him sick. And they could have sent him home with a different treatment plan, but they didn't. They wouldn't let his family see him. During the whole process, he was aware he's a very different guy. He's got different awarenesses. He's got an eidetic memory. And he heard, for example, nurses talking about the fact that he was going to die. They didn't know he could hear him. And after he recovered, he talked to one of the nurses that said that, and she cried. She said, I'm sorry, I didn't know. So even the nurses were stuck in the paradigm.
This is Mike Austin. You're listening to my Casual Sense show. I'm talking with Joseph Selby, the author of The Physics of Miraculous Healing. Stick around for after the break, and we'll continue the show. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left a prayer when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left a prayer. When his soul was set ablaze.
Now back to Casual Saints with Mike Austin and Joseph Selby.
Thank you.
And it's what they were taught. It's what they wanted to believe. They don't want to look at anything else. Now, he did the healing himself. That doesn't mean other doctors, including ones brought to him by a friend of ours, didn't help. Okay. But he did the healing himself. He's a big wave surfer. Now he's back on the waves again. And he knows a lot of big wave surfers. So.
But I think everyone does the work themselves. That even if you're taking a drug, you've got to believe in the drug. Even if you're receiving a treatment, an alternative treatment, you've got to believe in the treatment. You've got to embrace the treatment. You've got to practice the treatment. And you also have to own your own part in creating whatever illness or disease you're experiencing. And this is really challenging and difficult because along with beliefs, one of the other big factors in this kind of healing is the effect your emotions have on your physical body.
Yes.
And that long-term negative emotions gradually destroy your health.
Yes.
And the longer you have them and the more egregious, the more negative that emotion is, the more it'll destroy your body and it'll kill you. You can kill yourself with your own emotions. You can heal yourself with your own emotions as well. But until you take responsibility and really embrace it, it's hard to really do the work needed to uproot those negative emotions, or more importantly, to learn how to develop positive emotions that offset the negative, that basically just like floodwaters coming through a river gets rid of all the debris and all the blockages. Really positive emotions are like that, and away they wash the negative emotions. But you have to do that work. Again, you have to consciously try to find that. And that's, for me, why the third piece of what I write about in my book is perhaps the most important. So I've mentioned belief, I've mentioned emotion. The last piece is making connection to spirit. One way to think of spirit, that is the experience of spirit, rather than how you define it, whether it's infinity or whether you're a part of it or not a part of it, or did spirit create the universe and how all these things that are kind of outside ourselves. The one key thing, when you experience God, when you experience spirit, is that you know spirit is joy. That you are that joy, that spirit is that joy. The deeper you go into it, the more you feel it as a real and powerful experience. And that has the power to give birth to positive emotions, has the power to override limited beliefs. So they all work together. Your beliefs, your emotions, the connection to spirit. But those are the three main things you can deal with that you can use that will allow you to self-heal from anything. And maybe even, in rare instances, extraordinarily rapidly. But you have to embrace them.
Yes.
You're self-healing or you're self-unhealing. You're self-disease-creating. If you really need to take responsibility for both for this to work. But once you do take responsibility, amazing changes can take place.
Yeah, and for everybody that grows up in this paradigm, meaning the West, it takes unlearning. And I often use myself as an example because I know myself better than anybody else. It's like, well, use that. And I was taught stuff that just is not true. But it was the prevailing paradigm of the time. That includes some physics. That includes some medicine. That includes sociology. It includes politics. It includes all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to learn over time on my own what was true and what was not, but I had to ask the question, is that true? And that means I got to a point, and you and I have talked about this, where you have to have direct perception of something. And this is all across Indian traditions. The guys that do the best of themselves have direct perception of what's actually happening. But to get to that point, you have to lose a whole bunch of conditioning. And it takes work sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it does. And in my cases, I had to have direct experiences of things that transcended time and space. Otherwise, I'm not going to believe it. Because I'm an empiricist. I'm not going to pursue
it. There's the old saying, seeing is believing. Experiencing is believing. There's a power to that that goes beyond, you know, reading about things or even, you know, one of the things that I personally think happens to too many people who are wanting to embrace this paradigm, wanting to embrace this a power to self-heal, is they spend too much time trying to deconstruct what they shouldn't be believing or shouldn't be doing, and not enough time diving into new beliefs and new practices. You know, there's a balance.
I might be resembling that remark.
Well, there's a balance. You do have to own it. You do have to learn it. But I think you can become free of limited beliefs and free of negative emotions much more rapidly by diving into the positive side of that equation and spending less time in the negative side of that equation.
You can. I heard that beginning when I was a kid. The first time I started listening to it was after I met a spiritualist minister who gave me a reading. I'm in my 20s. She was very good. And then she knew this guy named Denny. And Denny talked to me about that. He said, you know, your mind rejects something unless it's positive. I went, what did you say? He goes, it has to be positive, otherwise you won't accept it. Oh, okay. I remember his face when he said it.
I'm Mike Austin. This is Casual Saints. We'll be right back after a short break to talk more with Joseph Selby. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left for prayer when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold off. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left for prayer when his soul was set ablaze.
This is Casual Saints. I'm Mike Austin. Now back to my conversation with Joseph Selby. Thank you.
You had the clearest blue eyes I've ever seen. Other than mine at that age. Maybe I'll get them back. I went, okay, so that's stuck. So as I move forward into life, just like everybody else, I went, well, how do I do this? How do I fit in but not look like an outlier? Because I wanted to be accepted. And in my case, that's what happened with me. I got accepted more often than not because I'm always clever. Clever is not a ticket to anything. It's just clever to being, it's a ticket to being clever, that's all. So what I found over time was I had to pick up things over time. It was a slow process because I wanted to look and be normal. Well, it wasn't my groove. Just, you know, I was trying hard to do something I wasn't. And I know there are lots of other people like me. And a guy comes to mind who worked with me in the financial arena for a while, dedicated yogin, very smart guy. And he has a long-term chronic thing. But every morning he does yoga. He's not being able to solve his need to get well, and I don't know what that's about quite yet. It's not my learning, it's his learning. He has asked for help. Okay? He's asked for help with a friend of mine who is a Qigong master, and the Qigong master turned him down. But as we're talking about this, I'm wondering if he might be a candidate to accept your book. He's got a master's in finance, for God's sake. He's a very smart guy.
Anybody, honestly, I think anybody could be helped by it. It's not that specific. I cover, you know, a huge amount of ground, as you would guess, if you read The Physics of God. I want to give people a picture of reality that's different than the one perhaps they have now, but one that they can see is possible, see is real, open up to it. And further, I try in this book especially to give people practices that they can use to do these things, to awaken positive emotions, to change their beliefs, to connect to spirit. That's really the latter third of the book, if you will, are specific practices that you can do as well as general direction on how to do it, because there are hundreds of techniques. I give, you know, half a dozen or a dozen in the book, but there are hundreds of techniques out there that can also be used for these kind of things. But I think the reason why I include them is I really want to stress that you can reconfigure yourself. You don't have to do it piece by piece. You don't have to figure out, and I'm exaggerating here and making it sound a little bit simplistic, but you don't have to figure out why you were so annoyed with someone when you were in high school. You don't really have to understand all the ins and outs of that. Because if you can awaken all the positive potential within you for a wonderful emotion, for joyful emotion, the impact all those hundreds, thousands of little tiny negative emotional experiences that we had in the past will cease to have any hold on us. They don't necessarily go away the way the mind is wired. There's a neuron, there's a set of neurons in your brain somewhere that mirror all those experiences.
Yes.
But you can draw the energy out of them. You can draw the tendency for those neurons to fire and move them into new tendencies. It really is much more effective to work on the positive than to try to undo the negative.
So if I were to try to oversimplify what you just said, I would say you don't want to stay stuck in story.
Right.
You want to go back and go, well, it was like a dream. I had this dream, and it was really real, and, well, that was then. This is now. Who am I now? What can I do right now? Has anything changed? Of course it's changed. It's been decades if you were a kid. So I want to go back to some of the questions that you would probably like me to ask. When you say physics can explain extraordinarily rapid healing because it's energy-centered, can you riff on that a little bit?
Yeah, I gave you a very condensed version earlier, but I'll kind of flesh it out a bit more. So, it is true that your body behaves as a molecular machine, but it's also true, just as today's hybrid cars can be powered by a gas engine and an electric motor, we are hybrids. We have the molecular machine aspect of ourselves, which is what modern medicine understands and knows how to treat. You stick different molecules into the human body, it'll cascade through the body, causing cellular activity, which will have some kind of result. And it's very mechanistic. The body creates proteins, which are as mechanistic as you can get. You have these proteins that are put together in all of our cells that have amino acids added to amino acids added to amino acids in a long chain. And that chain is going to fold back on itself once it gets to a certain length. And as the chain gets longer, it folds again, and it folds again, and it folds again. And when the protein is done being made, it has a shape. It has a Lego shape. It has a purpose to its shape, which is that if it's sent out of the cell, it can only interact with certain cell receptor sites. And once it gets into that receptor site, it kind of locks in like a lock and key. There's a lot going on in the physical body that is very mechanical. And that's how modern medicine understands us. And that's how they treat us. And when you hear about breakthroughs in pharmacology, it's usually about protein building. It's usually about, oh, we can now make a designer protein to treat this one kind of illness. And that designer protein is just one that folds differently, that has a different shape, fits into the receptor, a particular receptor, and sends a particular message into the cell.
That's Joseph. I'm Mike. This is Casual Saints. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake. And you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
I am Mike Austin. This is my Casual Saints. Now back to my chat with Joseph Selby about the physics of miraculous healing. Thank you.
But what most people don't realize, and it's not surprising they don't realize because it's not out there very much, But your body is incapable of creating the number of proteins it creates every day through this mechanical process.
I didn't know that. That's good. Keep going.
So the human body creates sextillions of proteins every day. It's a number that rivals the number of stars in the universe. But the mechanism, even if you give it the most optimistic estimates of how fast each individual cell can produce a protein and all the different ribosomes in the cell that create proteins, and just do the math, it can't reach sextillions of cells being proteins being created every day. So that's one problem. That part of the hybrid can't do everything. The other thing that people don't realize, and this was pretty much proven out 20, 30 years ago, is that there's nobody in charge in the molecular body.
I love hearing that.
There's nobody in charge. This whole notion that DNA has some hidden programming in it that controls every second, every microsecond, chooses which proteins the cell should create across the 60 trillion cells we have in the human body in cooperation, in concert with every other cell of those 60 trillion. It doesn't exist. There's no driver in the hybrid car. There's nothing that can tell it what to do to that minute degree of accuracy.
So which means, just to point out the glaring obviousness of that, because this is complex stuff, is science doesn't know what's happening there. They just don't know, right?
They believe that someday they will know. They always say, well, we don't know now where that programming is in DNA or how it works, or even if it's in the DNA, but someday we'll figure it out. And they say, well, we don't really know how that many proteins can be produced, but from their perspective, there has to be an answer in the molecular machine because it's the only thing they believe is possible.
Right, because they're materialists.
Right.
They learned that way. That's the way they're going to keep doing it.
So they will just shrug and say, well, we'll know someday. But the fact is today, they don't know two of the perhaps biggest limitations of the human body from a molecular perspective that there are. So then you move into physics and you say, well, what does physics have that could answer? How could physics be this electric motor part of the hybrid? So the first thing you need to understand, and physicists have known this since Einstein, is that there are no such thing as atoms. Atoms are energy held in a stable pattern. There is no matter. You can't ever get down to a small enough point at which there are indivisible tiny balls of matter. It's all energy. So that means your whole body is energy. Now your whole body is energy behaving like atoms and molecules. They're not an illusion. They're not there. But they aren't what they seem. And also been around for almost 100 years is the principle in quantum physics of matter-energy equivalence. And the fact that, according to quantum physics, even the parts of an atom can behave either as energy waves, or it can behave as particles. This wave-particle duality is inherent to the body. Now, people hear this and they think, well, that's interesting, you know, that it's distant from us. We don't think of that as having anything to do with us and our physical body. But in reality, what it means is that our physical body can, the energy in our physical body can behave like atoms and molecules, or it can behave like waves of energy. And now you're starting to really get into a view of the body that is fundamentally different. Is that we can go back and forth. We have this Jekyll Hyde going on. That's long been believed, that the physical body will never undergo this kind of back and forth, even though it's theoretically possible for, say, you know, an atom of carbon in a laboratory. But in the physical body, they refer to this moist, hot environment that would eliminate the possibility of this kind of quantum state occurring.
Longdon said, meaning within the context of Western science, right?
Right. But there are now more and more discoveries that indicate significant parts of the human body are simultaneously behaving like waves of energy, even in our brain. And they're beginning to think that some of the more exotic behaviors of the brain can be explained by the brain behaving as waves of energy periodically and having this kind of synchronized vibratory rate across trillions of, or billions in the case of the brain, billions of neurons, which is from a molecular point of view impossible. But they know that it does. And they also know that they've measured it now. The parts of the brain goes into quantum states. So more and more doors are open.
Really? Yeah. I don't think I've ever, if I've heard you say it or read it in your stuff, this is the first time I'm registering it. Cause
this is relatively new.
That's Joseph Selby. I'm Mike Austin. This is Casual Saints. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes for a wrap. Thank you very much.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left a print with his soul set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Your reach is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Now we're back to Casual Saints with Mike Austin and Joseph Selby. Thank you.
So we got to wrap this one for now. You and I always have the kind of conversation we go on for hours, okay? And sometimes I wish they would. Your new book is The Physics of Miraculous Healing. Is it out now?
It's out now. It's available pretty much anywhere that you buy books online. I don't know if it's gotten out into bookstores yet, but you can always do me the solid, as they say, of requesting it at a bookstore, because they'll often order more of a book than just one if people request it. But even if you don't do that, it's available everywhere. It's available in ebook format as well as print. And by the 10th of September, it'll be available in audible book, which I
know. Oh, thank you. That's the version I want.
Yes, it's high in all my other books. I sell significantly more audible versions than my Kindle and print versions put together.
I didn't know that.
These days, everybody practically is walking around with a Audible book player in their back pocket, also known as a smartphone.
I didn't know that. I thought I was an outlier. I was like, well, this is good to hear, because I don't feel so weird. Thank you.
They're very popular these days. So,
thank you for being with me, my friend.
My pleasure, as always.
That's a wrap for Casual Saints. We thank you for joining us. Goodbye for now.
Your reach is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.